practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we begin to focus on God and His greatness on His day. Yes, indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I trust that the Voice of Faith radio program today will help us all to do that. We're going to begin today with a song entitled Christ Returneth. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? I'm sure that many of you are. Here it is, Christ Returneth.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world His own. Oh, Lord Jesus, how long till we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
While hosts cry Hosanna from heaven,
hallelujah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I know I'm looking forward to that time when the rapture will occur, when we will hear the voice of the archangel and God's trumpet will sound and Jesus will shout, come up hither, and we will go to be with Him in heaven. And I say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, it is a delight to come into your life today with the Voice of Faith radio program. And certainly, if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we would love to be able to do that. In fact, I would encourage you to go to our website and learn more about our ministry. That, of course, is fbcaltoona.org, www.fbcaltoona.org. And if we can serve you, if we can help you in your walk with the Lord, if we can lead you to Christ, we would encourage you to contact us. And of course, you can do so through that website. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. You can even email us, and our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But indeed, it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And I want to invite you to church today. Here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30 with classes for all ages. Our morning service is at 10:30 when I will be continuing my study through the book of Philippians. And then our evening service is tonight at 6 o'clock. And this evening at 6 o'clock, the first missionary who ever went out from this church, Carlene Piper, is going to be sharing her ministry. She's home on furlough. She's been in Ecuador over 25 years, and she's home visiting churches. And in fact, she's been home for a couple of months, but tonight will be her first official meeting during her furlough time, and she's going to be sharing with us. And so I would invite you to come out this evening and learn about what God is doing through Carlene Piper in the field of Ecuador. We also have our midweek services on Wednesday, 6:30 for the children and youth, and then 7 o'clock for the adults. And it's a great time of prayer and Bible study. Dr. Chris Davis on Wednesday evening, is going through the miracles of Jesus Christ. And that is a tremendous study. When we come together on Wednesday night, we sing and we praise God and we pray to God, and then we study the Word of God. And I would invite you to come on out and join us. But go to our website, www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And as I said, if we can ever help you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. My main question to you this morning, though, is, do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've not yet asked Jesus Christ to save you, call upon his name right now. Ask him to save you. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information, a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for who you are, and we do thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around this radio on this Sunday morning, your day, the day of worship. And Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. If there's one who does not know you through faith in Christ, it is my prayer that they'll come to know you today through faith in Christ. And for every Christian, I pray that this program today will be used to draw them closer to you, to encourage them to serve you more effectively and more faithfully. And Father, it is also my prayer that everyone under the sound of my voice today will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where they can study the Word of God together, where they can fellowship with others of like precious faith, and where they can obey you by not forsaking the assembly of other believers. And we'll thank you for it. Take this program today and use it for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to continue our theme on looking forward to seeing Jesus Christ and what heaven is going to be like, and sort of a prophetic outlook today. So let's listen to a song that I know most of you like and most of you enjoy. It's entitled Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the rents
ransom will shine. I want a gold one, that silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday nevermore wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday nevermore wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2, and I would like to read verses 11 through 13, where the Word of God says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And now before I deliver a message simply entitled A Prophetic Look Forward, let's listen to another song entitled We Shall See Jesus. I'm looking forward to this, ladies and gentlemen. He is coming soon.
No one showed mercy.
Amen, and I'm looking forward to that. And you know that song is based on 1 John chapter 3, where it says this in verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And I say amen to that. You know, in light of what we are going through today, that is the COVID-19 virus situation, as well as the riots that are in the street and the turmoil that's in the world and the division that's in the country, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, could Jesus come at any time? Are we getting closer to the return of Christ? Well, the answer to both of those questions is yes. And the fact of the matter is, there is nothing yet in the prophetic scriptures that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture. In fact, everything that is going on in the world around us today is pointing to the rapture. So today, I just want to share with you a very brief overview in what I am calling a prophetic look forward. And I trust this little study will be an encouragement to you. First of all, a prophetic overview, then a present consideration, and then a personal decision. First of all, a prophetic overview. As we look forward, we know that there are a number of different things that will be yet taking place that the Bible speaks of. The next thing to take place prophetically is the rapture. That's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of the air and take those of us who are alive as believers home to be with him in heaven. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we'll be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and that could happen today. Following that will be the Great Tribulation, and that's described many places in the Bible, but it is clearly brought forth in Revelation chapters 6 through 18, when there will be a time of judgment on the earth such as the world has never seen. It's called the Great Tribulation because it's going to be a time of terror under the rule and the reign of the Antichrist. At the end of the Great Tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ will come completely to the earth. Now keep in mind that the Great Tribulation is a period of 7 years, and when that is over, Revelation chapter 19 tells us that Jesus Christ is going to come again in his glory, and those of us who were caught up to be with him in the rapture will come back with him on white horses down through the clouds of the heavens. What a glorious day that will be. Now that will be followed by the millennium, which is the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, described again many places in the Bible, but clearly brought out for us in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. During that time, Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit, and Jesus Christ will rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. A perfect rule, a perfect king, a perfect reign, a perfect government. And we say, amen, so come, Lord Jesus. After that will be the great white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And that is where all those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior will stand before Him, and because their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. What a sorrowful thing that will be. That's why you need to know the Lord, because only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life through faith in Christ will go to heaven. Well, after that, the Lord Jesus will establish the new heaven and the new earth wherein dwells righteousness, and that's described in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. That is the prophetic overview as we look forward from this very day, the 26th of July, 2020. But now, what about a present consideration? Well, first of all, keep in mind that the rapture is imminent. It could occur at any moment. It could occur before we get finished with this program. And that's why it says in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the blessed hope is the rapture. And that is the reality that any time Christ could come in the clouds of the air to take us home to be with Him in heaven. Are you ready for that? You see, that leads us to the fact that the responsibility is yours to be ready. Now, keep in mind that if you have not trusted Christ as Savior at the time of the rapture, you will go into that great tribulation, that time of trouble under the direction of the Antichrist, a time of sorrow, a time of judgment on the earth, and ultimately you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. And so the responsibility to you is to be ready for the rapture. If you don't know Christ, trust Christ as Savior. If you do know Christ, make certain that you're serving Jesus Christ so that when you are raptured to be with the Lord in heaven, you'll hear those words at the judgment seat of Christ, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." The rapture is imminent. The responsibility is yours to get ready. But then the reality is eternal. Think of this. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, when the rapture happens, oh, beloved, it will be eternal glory in the presence of the Lord. Think of that. You know, I would encourage you to take some time to read Revelation chapters 21 and 22. And even though that passage of Scripture describes for us what heaven is going to be like, we'll still not be able to understand it completely until we see the Lord. But it tells us that in heaven, it will be a time when God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. There will be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain. All these former things of the world will pass away, and we will be in the presence of God, eternal glory. But if you reject Christ, then when the rapture happens, for you, it will be eternally gloomy. Eternally gloomy, going through the judgment of the great tribulation and then ultimately the eternal lake of fire, where forever you will be under the judgment of God because you've rejected Christ. And so the present consideration is that the rapture could happen any moment. Be ready for it so that you'll go to be with the Lord, and so that you'll be rewarded by the Lord for faithful Christian living. Finally, there is a personal decision. We've talked about a prophetic overview. I've laid out for you six things that will be taking place prophetically. There are other things that could be interspersed into that, But those are the major highlights, and I'm looking forward to those things to come to pass, because that means we're getting closer and closer and closer to the eternal state. And the present consideration is that the rapture could happen any moment. But the personal decision is this: you must make a choice. And that choice will determine your destiny. Will you choose Jesus Christ as your Savior? Take a look at your life. If you've not yet trusted Christ as Savior, then call upon His name and ask Him to be saved. Ask Him to save you, so that when the rapture occurs, you will go be with Him in heaven, in the land without tears and a time without end. If you reject Christ by not trusting Christ, your destiny will be hell in the lake of fire. I can hear somebody say, "Well, Pastor Gary, I've not really rejected Christ." Well, beloved, if you've not accepted Christ, you have and you are rejecting Him. So the personal decision for you is to make sure that you are saved and to make sure that you are truly living for the Lord. Yes, beloved, things in this world today are grim, aren't they? But for those of us who know the Lord, the best is yet to come, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until we greet you once again by Wave Radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come today. Yes, indeed, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.